interview. We posted this afternoon my interview with Dr. Joseph Farrell, and there's two parts in the background on this interview, which is a very important one. First, we did an interview last year on the Breakaway Civilization. This one is Breakaway Civilization Part 2, but I was so inspired by my first conversation with Dr. Farrell last year that on my way back from California, I stopped to talk with him and one of his co-authors, Scott DeHart. Both of them were at Oxford. Both of them are incredible scholars and amazing in the depth of their research and interest in the world. These are two intellectually very curious people. And we had dinner and talked for about 5 hours one Saturday evening, and then the next day I came back and we systematically talked about many of the issues we talk about in this interview for another 5 hours. And I left California very inspired. That was in the end of June. And one of the reasons I felt so inspired is I pride myself on seeing the big shifts coming. And I did a very good job of anticipating what was happening with the financial coup d'etat and encouraging people to take steps, including with gold and silver, to protect themselves. And then I saw the 2008 coming and was able to encourage people to step aside in the stock market and in most risk assets. But I didn't see the fall coming in April in precious metals, and that was really disturbing me. And I felt as though my map needed a much stronger infusion of information about what's really going on and where things are going and what that means to the economy and what it means to the economy both globally and here in North America. And so and in those 10 hours, I left California saying, okay, I think I have it. And then I drove back across the country and watched how the economy was performing in the agricultural areas, in the oil and gas areas, and then in the areas which are building up the new high-tech manufacturing that we talk about in this interview. And I really felt like, okay, I have a very good framework for this next period. And so that's to be tested, and there's a lot to be filled in. So I went back after recording in 5 hours in California. I said, well, we can't do this. We can't put up 5 hours. So I called Joseph back and said, okay, can we do a summary, executive summary interview for 2 hours? And that's what we did. And we cover a lot of the questions of this division we watch going on in the economy between, the legacy systems with the retirement and healthcare liabilities and a new breakaway civilization that is going gangbusters and is very, very resource rich. What is this all about? What does it mean to the economy? Where is this going? And so, and of course, what does it mean to us and what can we do about it? And so we've posted that today. It's the kind of thing if you can download and listen to, if you've got a long drive, I would really encourage you to do so. It also dovetails with interviews that I did with German reporter Lars Scholl, who did for Matterhorn. Matterhorn put it up today. We'll have a link up on the blog, and then a video with USA Watchdog Greg Hunter on the same topic. He keeps having people on USA Watchdog who are saying the economy is going to collapse tomorrow. And of course, that's just not what I believe. I think we're in for more slow burn. And that's not to say that the part of the economy, depending on the legacy systems, isn't going through a collapse. It is. But I would say it's a controlled demolition more than a collapse.